It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, we're at the Megaplex Theater, the Megaplex Luxury Theaters. If you've never been to the full luxury experience with Megaplex, I would encourage you to do it. And they've got the Gateway, the grand opening here, all luxury, all the time. You got the seats here, by the way, Scott, every one of them in the house, heated, reclining. They got the table. If you want to put the full buffet on the table in front of you, they got it.
So, they have the food.
Yes.
It doesn't feed you, though. You asked the question, does the seat feed you?
It doesn't feed you.
It does not feed you.
So we're still working on that. That's the next Bond.
Advanced technology.
It's in the next Bond movie. That's something we're going to have Q work on for the next deal. So you can catch the newest Bond film that's out this weekend, No Time to Die, at all of your local Megaplex theaters. And in the meantime, this is part of our tour to fans. We've been all along the Wasatch Front here. You can win tickets to BYU and Boise State, and you can also – get yourself entered to win tickets in the future as well. So come down and hang out with us here at the Gateway. In the meantime, Scott, the Pac-12, I know we dog Oregon all the time because we go, they're not that good, man. They didn't look that good. When they came to Pac-12 Media Day and they were business only,
yes.
Mario Cristobal showed up.
He was in a bad mood.
He was like grumpy the whole time. I went, ooh, Mario Cristobal's grumpy. You know what that means? They're probably going to win. They're going to win the whole dang time.
And then they go to Ohio State and they win.
They win
at
Ohio
State. I mean, of course they're going to be a good team.
And then they lay an egg at the library at Stanford, right? And it's the weirdest situation. They go into overtime. They get into overtime at last second, Stanford does. And then you go, they're going to lose. I bet Oregon's going to lose this thing. And they did. And now the Pac-12 is looking at another year of futility when it comes to the college football
playoff. I don't know that I believe that. I don't think it's futility. I think there's a lot of really good teams in the Pac-12. I do. UCLA is
better.
Pardon
me as I roll my eyes, Scott.
Oh, no. I'm not. They don't. There's not a great
Oregon team. State is super good now.
Time,
okay.
Wait, you keep interrupting me. Quit it. Let me talk. All right, look. There's a lot of good teams in the Pac-12.
Okay.
There's not a great team in the Pac-12. There's not an Alabama in the Pac-12. However, losing right now, if you're Oregon, is not the worst thing that can happen. Every time a team has made the college playoffs from the Pac-12, they've had at least one loss. And to have a loss right now, the bowl ranking or the playoff rankings haven't come out yet. So they're not. If you're going to lose right now, is a decent
time.
It's a good time to lose. If they run the table, they win the Pac-12 championship. They'll be in the playoffs, and they'll be in the playoffs because Ohio State is down, because Clemson is out of it, and so you've got Alabama, and really the other three spots are open. And,
well, the good news is everybody else in college football is losing too.
Is doing the same thing, right? Yeah. So it's not one of those years. Now, if you're another team in the Pac-12, like an Arizona State that might be the best team in the Pac-12, you can't have the losses you've had and expect to win. But Oregon would have to go on kind of a terror, like if they were actually going to win the conference and to actually represent in the college football playoffs. And quite frankly, I was disappointed for this, because if you're a Utah fan, you go, everyone's just said Oregon's going to win the Pac-12.
And you want Oregon to keep winning.
Yes, because then you have a shot to go to the Rose Bowl. Now it's the Gasparilla Bowl for Utah or no bull at all.
I think you mispronounced it as Gasparilla.
Gasparilla.
It's like a quesadilla, but a Gasparilla.
A Gasparilla. I thought it was Puerto Vallarta. That's what I thought it was.
So, listen, hey, the Puerto Vallarta bowl would be pretty cool. A Puerto Vallarta bowl.
Oh, the Puerto Vallarta. But it's got to be the Puerto Vallarta bowl.
Puerto Vallarta, brought to you by Cheez-It. Like, it's got to be Nabisco.
Brought to you by Quesadilla.
So do you see, I mean, we saw Arizona State put up, they figured it out a little bit. They're 4-1. They blew up UCLA down at the Rose Bowl last week. It was like another time where we went, I thought UCLA was supposed to be good. And they haven't been great yet either. But Arizona State looks like they may be the best team in the South right now. And I know that could change because there's only 5 games into the season, but that team looks like the one to beat in the South. And it looks like the one that would give everybody a run for their money. I mean, they lost to BYU early. So if there's a shot for some team to get in the college football playoff, Arizona State, if they win out, that means they're going to the college football. They're going to the Pac-12 championship game if they win the Pac-12 championship game. And their one loss, that you could easily see those guys in the college football playoff.
But what's hard about Arizona State is of all the teams in the Pac-12, they were ranked early on in the season, they probably had the lowest ranking. So they're a team that's like, yeah,
but they
no
only,
one's thinking about
but
them.
But they
like,
got
you don't
that
sit
loss
thinking,
early.
Oh, Arizona State, that's – I mean, it's just an optics thing. It's like Oregon winning at Ohio State, it just put them on the map. And Arizona State just kind of is not on anybody's map.
But,
they may at the end of the season.
Here's my extended version of that point, though. My extended version of that point is Utah plays USC this week and Arizona State next week. So now you flip-flop it and you go, they play USC at the Coliseum this weekend. Then they go over and they can play Arizona State and if they beat both of these teams, then suddenly Utah's in that same conversation. Undefeated in Pac-12 play.
Right.
Two losses, one to the top 10 team at that point, maybe with BYU still. And another one, where was the other loss? I can't remember.
San Diego State.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Top 25 teams.
Did you make me have to say that?
I just
no, but you're right. I mean, San Diego State's a good football
team.
BYU's a good football team. That Utah season really is the next 2 weeks. I mean, it just is. It is that pivotal point in the season. There's no question about it. If you're Utah, and they may be a team to get it turned around. They're a young, inexperienced team that's trying to figure out how to play high level football on a consistent basis week in and week out.
It's coming up on, you know, I mean, we're already almost halfway through the college football season. This weekend we're going to hit, what, that 6-game, you know, halfway point for all these teams in their regular season. It's wild because this season has been one of the biggest of upsets that we've ever seen in college football. And that has two things that have happened. It makes the game so much more fun, but it also separates your Alabamas and your Georgias. Those are the only two teams everybody looks at and goes, yeah, they're the best in college football. The rest is like, can we really believe Iowa? Can we really believe Penn State? Can you really believe all these teams? Because those two teams are playing each other this weekend, right?
And so you go, I think you forget somebody.
Who?
Cincinnati.
Number 5 in the country currently.
Cincinnati's a legitimate team. Cincinnati is, if they win out, they will be in the college
But see, again,
they're
you'll always
be in the
have that. But you'll always have this conversation about they beat Notre Dame. Yes, amazing.
Yes. And that's all they had to do.
And that's all they needed to do because then they're going to get into this AAC schedule and it's going to be like, oh, yeah. They will easily be forgotten by the time they're 9-10 games into
the
season.
No, they won't. And you know what will happen? No, because it's the same thing that Utah's or BYU's getting a bump for committing to go to the Big 12. They're looked at as a Power 5 program now. It's not – they're not – you know, if it was a team like Boise State that's not going to go into a Power 5 conference, maybe a different discussion. But you can easily put a Cincinnati in the college football play. I'm telling you, I know people think it's crazy, but BYU could end up being in that conversation to keep winning. They went out and they beat USC the last week of the season. That would be monumental.
We're going to take another break here. We'll come back. It is the grand reopening here at the – Megaplex Theater at the Gateway. All luxury seats all the time. Boy, we even have leather seats we're sitting in. Is this what you guys do here, Jeff? You roll out the...
No, it's legitimate. Yeah.
See, this is nice. Come down, catch a movie. That's what people are doing now. You're catching movies. You don't need to download it at home and go, this is the same as the movie theater. It's not. You know it's not. It's part of the Tour de Fans, brought to you by General RV. We're on the road again, and here's where we are. the Megaplex Theater at the Gateway. We'll come back. More to go. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.